Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by starlights.com, the place for New Age wonders such as CDs, DVDs, books, incense burners, candles, clothing items, all kinds of stuff. And that's starlights.com, starlights.com. And also by alternativecancer.us. That's alternativecancer.us, where they have over 1,000 pages of how to deal with various forms of and treatments of cancer. So if you or someone you know is having to deal with that little challenge, you might want to go to that website. Again, it's alternativecancer.us. You can purchase test kits there. They are muscle testing or applied kinesiology test kits, so you do need two people to test to see which treatment might work better for you. And if you know how to do it yourself, if you're comfortable with using kinesiology to test yourself, then you don't need two. But if you're unfamiliar with that, please know you do need two people. Okay? Now, because it's the first of the month, it's meditation night. So I was thinking about it and thought, you know, there's a couple things that have been frustrating me of late as I look at the majority of the populace in the United States. And that's that people have lost their familiarity with what they really are, who they are. That we are sovereign entities having this little experience on Earth. And so I thought, what better than to do a meditation on meeting your real self, the sovereign being. You know, everybody talks about love and light and everything, but how often do you really talk about the true essence of your being that enables you to stand up against all evil and to have confidence in that being? So tonight we're going to do the meditation on that. And again, it's just a little quick 10-minute meditation, so it's something that you can hopefully utilize very easily. And we're going to do grounding afterwards to be sure that, you know, you're grounded and connected and, you know, and not flying out of your body like I tend to do sometimes and forget that I have to nourish the body too, of which I mentioned I got reminded of last month. So let's see what we can do to get ourselves in a better situation here. So first of all, let's talk about relationships. Now, there are tons of different types of relationship. So let me just start off by saying that a relationship is anything you have with anybody else other than you. So that's a business relationship, the standard love relationship, family relationships, acquaintance relationships, day-to-day life relationships. For instance, if you're driving down the road, you have a flat tire and you need help changing that tire and somebody comes to help you, bingo, bango, you're in a relationship, even if it's short-lived. So everything is about relationship. And I mention this because I've had a lot of men, particularly in the last 10 years, who have, with nose held high in the air, informed me that relationships are over and that they are going off by themselves. Now, mind you, this was not anybody I was romantically inclined with, because I don't get romantically inclined with people like that, because they're kind of missing a few points. So I thought about that long and hard during those times, and I thought, what is it that makes these guys think that they don't need a relationship? Because I can tell you from my near-death experiences and all my incredible metaphysical experiences throughout my life, it's all about relationship. And, you know, until you learn to play nice with the other kids in the sandbox, you don't get to graduate to the playground. And if you don't play nice with the other kids in the playground, you don't get to graduate to more adult forms of entertainment. And if you don't play nice with those adult forms of entertainment, then you don't get to graduate to the really fun and yet more responsible jobs in the universe. So it's all about relationship and how you're going to go through life with your relationships will affect everything in your life. And even in those moments when you're by yourself, everything that you think and everything that you feel has to do with those relationships. So this is nothing to fool around about. You know, unfortunately, they don't teach us these things when we're little kids because nobody has time to sit and think about it, apparently. So there's two things I want to pay attention to tonight. Because it's Independence Day, I thought, let's talk about independent relationships. Now, if you didn't know there was such a thing, there is. We're going to mention three things, but we're going to concentrate on two. You've probably all heard of the codependent relationship. That's a sick relationship. And that's epitomized by the song line, "I can't live if living is without you." In other words, you're looking for somebody else to fill the gap within yourself. So you're a zero, they're a zero, and the two of you together are going to create another zero. In other words, you're just going to flip from one codependent relationship to another, having all kinds of problems and never being really happy, unless you learn to foster some independence in yourself and then in your relationships. The top relationship is interdependence, so we'll get to that later. So with your codependent relationships, that's where you have abusers and self-abusers and victims and martyrs and all this other kind of stuff. It's really not healthy. It's not good for you. It's not good for the people that you're involved with. It's certainly not good for your children. So if you want to move away from codependence, you first have to kind of own up to the fact that we're all screwed up. Okay, just start there. We're all a bunch of crazy loons. And that's why we're here. We're learning to play nice with others. Okay, there is no perfect person out there. Doesn't mean you can't have a perfectly wonderful relationship. But, you know, nobody's perfect. Okay, we've all got problems. We're all a bunch of idiosyncratic little crazy people running around wanting the world to be the way that we want it. I mean, we're still little kids, okay, in the universal view. So if you look at codependence, that's where you have blame. That's where you have judgment. That's where you have, well, you know, you should live the way I say you should live. You know, kind of like what our government's doing to us. It's a codependent relationship if you're sitting there accepting it. So I vote for independence on this Independence Day. I don't care where you are in the world. You have to first move into independence. Now, the little despots at the top who are making the rules about how everybody should behave are sick, okay? They're insane. The lunatics are running the asylum. They're not good people. If they were, they would be working to free humanity, not to control it. So, let's look at independence. Let's move out of this codependence crap, okay? Oh, before we go into independence, let me ask you something. If you were out enjoying yourself and you came home and found that your home was gone and everything in it, by some mysterious force, it was either flattened by a tornado that only hit your house, or it fell into a sinkhole, or it slipped into another dimension, or it caught fire in the wildfires. Whatever, it's gone. Now you're okay, your family's okay, your pets are okay. But all your stuff is gone. And maybe that was your business too. So now your business is gone. Are you going to be one of those people who sits there and screams on the local news station, "Oh my God, I lost everything. What am I going to do? Oh, help me, help me." Or are you going to stand there and look at it and go, "Wow, that's interesting. I wonder what I'm supposed to do now." Now, could you see that there might be a difference in how you could move through life after that? If you just shrug your shoulders and go off and just take care of the deal at hand, you're going to have a much easier time than if you stand there and wail and moan and then go through all this angst for months to get the government to issue a relief check or whatever. And then you build in the same damn place. And then in another 5 or 10 years, the same thing happens to you. Oh boy, kind of reminds me of that old joke that was going around. You know, if you don't have food in your area, it was something about, you know, hey, if you don't have food there, move. You know, why do you have to stay where your ancestors were? What the hell difference does it make? Okay, so I guess what I'm talking about is be here now. You can't live in the past. It's done. You can't live in the future. It's not here yet. All you got is now. So what are you going to do now in the moment? And I can tell you as a person who practices what I preach, that when stuff happens that could be devastating, and you stand there and go, "Whoa, that's interesting. Wonder what that's about." And you shrug and you turn around and walk off. You know what? It's not that bad. Things happen. There's a flow. Something better comes to you if you let it. Now, how are you going to do that if you're in a codependent relationship with your government or with family members that are all screaming and wailing? You know, that doesn't work. So you get to choose how you're going to act. Either that or you're going to be kind of thrown into reaction with the rest of the people who are codependent. And I'm mentioning this on this Independence Day because part of the problem with our country right now is that there are too many damn codependent people who are too afraid to upset the apple cart. And I'm not talking about riots or violence or anything like that. I'm talking about standing up for what's right. What the hell is wrong with our people in Congress? Now, granted, the NSA has been spying on everybody for all these years. You know what that means? It means they have something on everybody there. And so these people get threatened. But if these people would realize, you know what, your reputation is not worth anything. And what you need to do is stand in your true essence, stand up and say, "You know what? I'm an idiot. Okay, I made a mistake. I made a bunch of mistakes. I'm a jerk. You know what? But I'm going to change that right now." Do you know what would happen if every one of those people in Washington stood up and said that? Oh my God, we would have enlightenment, you know, like in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. But it doesn't happen because they're codependent. They like their lavish lifestyles. They like their expensive health insurance that they're not about to let any of the rest of us have, and all that kind of stuff. They're the people who cannot say, "Oh well," and turn around and walk away if something happens to them. Now, I'm not looking to blame them. I'm just wanting to point out how this has an effect on everything in life. Okay, so enough of that. I'm not wanting to pound the soapbox today. So let's go on to independence. Independence is a choice matter. So the first step in becoming independent is when you make the choice to value your own self and your long-term happiness higher than any amount of short-term comfort or pleasure. Okay, so you have to be willing to stand on your own 2 feet and face or confront fear. You confront pain and you confront aloneness. You have to be willing to do that so that you can be in your own highest esteem. So that you can be loyal to yourself. You know that saying, "To thine own self be true"? That's what that's about. It's about independence. And when we're talking about self, there's two selves, okay? There's the small self with the small s, and there's the large self or the higher self with the big S, which is your Christed being or your connected being or your source being or whatever you want to call it. But that's the higher portion of your individuated personality, your individuated spirit. So when you're looking at a couple that is independent, you've got 1 + 1 = 2. You've got a couple. And it's a healthier couple. It's still not all the way where it needs to go, but it's healthier. So if you want to know how to do that, the first thing you do is you need to know yourself. You need to establish your boundaries immediately and assert them appropriately and often. You establish what you're willing to deal with and what you are not. Now, it's difficult to do that when you're in the middle of an argument. So it's a good thing to go off by yourself and figure this out by yourself, okay? And then if you get in an argument, you could try my tactic. If I am really furious about something that someone has done or said, I will say something to them in the moment, and if it escalates, I will turn on my heel and walk away, and I will just go fume by myself. That's a nonviolent confrontation technique. It's not running away. It's removing oneself from an escalating situation because you know that you're too emotional. And so I'll remove myself, I'll walk off, and I will take whatever time it takes. And I'll tell the person, I can't even talk to you about this right now because I'm too emotional. So I'm going to go off and I'm going to calm down, and then we're going to discuss this. And I'll go off and I'll do that. That's my boundary. Then if I'm still mad in 3 days, and, you know, it's about 3 days for me. I don't know how much it is for anybody else, but I'd say 3 is my really furious time, although I have gone a month and a half. Well, what I'll do is I'll write it down. I will write down every point because I'm very logical. So I will write all that stuff down, and I will say, here's the problem. You know, here's how I feel. And granted, it's, you know, my fault or whatever. It's my baggage. But here's what I hear you saying. And if that's not what you're saying, then I need you to explain to me what you really mean. Because here's how I took it. And what you're doing is you're not saying, you made me feel this way. What you're doing is you're saying, here's how I took it. Did you mean that? Seriously? You need to find these things out before you go off, you know, with your hair on fire, you know, and swinging the axe. Okay? Find out what's really meant first. But it's hard to do that when you're really upset. Okay. You write it all down and you talk about it. And I have found with some people, you cannot talk to them because they go on a mental loop because of whatever their baggage is from their childhood. They will not hear you. They will go right back to their childhood, and they will hear that person. And nothing that you say is going to make any difference to them because they're on the loop. So if you have someone like that, you can write things down, and they'll get it when you write it. Hopefully. Yes, you just kind of have to see, is your partner visual, auditory, or kinesthetic? You know, figure that out first. Okay, then the other thing is you need to be able to walk away immediately should any infringement occur. And by walk away, I mean get out of the relationship. So if someone has crossed your boundary line, you need to be willing to say, that's it. You crossed the line. I'm done. Now, if you want to give them one chance, that's okay, especially if they didn't know. You know, women, I'm going to speak to the women now, okay? Women, men do not read our minds. They do not know how we feel. And we put quotes around feel because they will, you know. And so you got to understand, they don't get it, okay? They're not developed emotionally. Okay, women are not developed physically. Now, there's exceptions, of course, so don't freak out that I'm saying these things, but for the most part, there's a disconnect there in our communication skills. So we need better communication skills between the sexes. Okay, set your boundaries and let your partner know what those boundaries are and how important it is to you on a scale of 1 to 10. For instance, if you're in a relationship and you've been saving yourself with the one right person all of your life, and you are in a relationship with a philanderer, first of all, you're doomed from the start. Second of all, you have no right to tell that person how to act or not act. And thirdly, you're lying to yourself if you think you're going to make a difference in them. Okay? And women are very guilty of this. We have a tendency to think that it is our love that will change that other person. And it could be, but for the most part, people don't change. So if you're expecting the person to change, you're probably going to be disappointed. And they could even swear they're going to change, but until you actually see it, it's not real. So if you go into a relationship expecting something, your expectations are going to bite you in the butt. Okay? So use a little common sense. But if you tell this person, look, the only way I can be with you is that you are completely, absolutely, 100%, without fail, faithful to me. That's the only way I can be in this relationship. And the first time that you stray, I leave. If you've got that established from the start, then be ready to leave. Have your bag packed. Okay? Because you have to be able to stand by that to be an independent person. Otherwise, you just became the victim and you're codependent. So is this making a little bit more sense? In a business relationship too, same thing. And one of the things that I found interesting is in the Dead Sea Scrolls, when they interpreted them, one of the things that they found in there is Jesus said to treat everyone like you would like to be treated and to trust them until they became untrustworthy. And that's not in the Bible, by the way. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls, but it didn't get translated into the Bible. Guess why? Because we've been taught that we're supposed to turn the other cheek and we're supposed to take the higher road. That's not what Jesus said. What he said was, you treat everyone honorably unless they don't keep their end of the bargain, and then you don't have to either. Now, to show you how prevalent this is in society, I've had several things for a while there when I was learning how to go through all this stuff, where everything would be going along fine, and somebody would just not do their end of the bargain. And then I'd go, okay, nice knowing you, bye. And they'd go, what do you mean? Well, you still have to do this. And I go, wait a minute. You did not keep up your end of the bargain, but you think I should still keep up my end. And they'd say, that's right. And they'd get really indignant with me, at which point I would laugh hysterically and walk away. Now, that's a healthy thing. Because otherwise, guess what? I would be codependent. And I would be in the victimhood part, which I don't want to be in. With victimhood comes blame and martyrdom and all this other crap, you know. It keeps you away from the truth of who you are. So you got to be willing to stand up for yourself and for your rights. And you need to maintain your own self-respect and integrity. It needs to be more important than the relationship. And another thing is, if you're going to be independent, that means you don't need a partner to feel good. Okay? Doesn't mean that you're not in a relationship, but you would be in a relationship that's built on giving, serving, and being served. Okay? It would be equal. It would be a relationship that enriches both of you rather than completes an incomplete partner. That's the difference. But still, the independent relationship is very independent, you know? It's like if things aren't working out, you go, you know what? It's not working out. I'm leaving. And oftentimes the other person who's very codependent will be shocked and appalled. And it's like, oh, well, you know, hey, here's my boundaries. If it's not working, then, you know, be an adult. Leave. Okay, so that's independence. When you go into interdependence, that's a more spiritual relationship. This is where each one of you is interdependent. So you have 1 plus 1, but instead of it equaling 2, it equals 111, the spiritual number. I'm going to repeat that. 1 plus 1 equals 111. Okay? Or the God number. So what you're doing in that, in an interdependent relationship, is first of all, you accept the need for change and you take full responsibility for your own issues. You don't blame others. You don't recognize victims. And the relationship, while you're in it, you are dedicated to growth and recovery of both self and the relationship. The other thing that's really important is there's no loss of personal identity in an interdependent relationship. Okay, so you have two independent people, and you have the identity of the couple. So that means each person is still free to express their own opinions and free to compromise if they want to. There's nothing wrong with compromising. Although I have to tell you a funny story. My late husband, who was raised in a military family and, you know, all kinds of stuff, pilot, you know, I mean, they have checklists for everything. One of his friends, who's an attorney, as we were getting ready to get married, said something to him about, well, George, you're going to have to learn how to compromise. And he said, bah, compromise, I don't know the meaning of the word. And I said, well, George, not a problem, because I will teach you several meanings of the word. I will teach you how to spell it and how to conjugate it properly. And the attorney about fell off the stool he was sitting on laughing, because that's really what interdependence is about. You know, it's where you find what's going to work for you as a couple. And you still have your distinct personality, but you're willing to compromise. Not that one person compromises all the time, but for instance, if you can't be in two places at one time, then you have to compromise. All right? Maybe you go late to one and early to another. Or maybe you do one week and one the next week. So you both get what you want. But there's a little bit of compromise there. The other thing is that in an interdependent relationship, you're able to confront and criticize your partner in a non-judgmental and non-violent manner. That's known as healthy criticism, not belittling. Okay, so you kind of hold up the mirror to each other so that you can see your opportunity for growth. And as I mentioned before, you might want to find out, what did that person mean by that? Because I know what it sounded like to me. The question is, was that what was meant? Because, you know, some of us don't behave like other people. Some of us have completely different reasons for being, completely different reasons for acting the way that we do, that probably 99% of the people out there would not understand or even think about. So you need to understand these things in order to have a really healthy interdependent relationship. Again, you want to set good boundaries. So this means no enabling behaviors. And that has something to do with holding others responsible for their own actions. But you need to be able to clearly voice the need for respect and demand it. And then hold the others accountable for their own actions. It's like, hey, you know, you did this. I asked you not to do this. I gave you the reasons. I told you this bothers me because blah, 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 blah. And it's unhealthy and it's not good for our relationship, you know, whatever. And, you know, I deserve respect. You know, I deserve to be heard, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So it's still a boundary issue. But you got to watch yourself that you don't enable someone to go do something that is creating a problem in your relationship. So in other words, you know, if you're living with an alcoholic, you don't keep buying him alcohol. You know, if you set the boundary, you know, hey, no drinking, and you know they're an alcoholic and you bring alcohol into the house, that's an enabling behavior. Okay? Another one is, there's a lot of men that are guilty of this one. The wife will be on a diet, or the girlfriend, be on a diet, and really being strict, being really good, it's working, and it's working fabulously. And all of a sudden, he comes home with the favorite pastry. and then gets highly insulted and upset when she won't eat it. Now, the reason I'm saying that she's on a diet and he's the one who's being a jerk is because that's usually the way it is. Not always, you know, like I said, there's, you know, exceptions. But this is one I've experienced too. And, you know, you just kind of look at him, what the heck is wrong with you, you know? That's what I used to say. Not that I do that now. Now I just kind of go, okay, how did I miss that one before? But basically that happens because the guy is insecure. You know, he's so insecure in the relationship that he's afraid that the woman is going to stray. And so he doesn't want her to look good. He wants all of her attention to himself. So that's basic psych 101. But that's just one of the examples. So set those boundaries. Require people to respect you. And hold others responsible for their own actions. If you get into a fight, and interdependent people will get in some really good fights, fight in a healthy, non-blaming manner. Don't be afraid, you know. Don't try to avoid the conflict and uncomfortable feelings. You know, get it out in the open. Express your genuine feelings when they occur. And be able to forgive the mistakes of others and yourself. We all make mistakes. We're all crazy, okay? You know, get that out of the way. And just say, wow, you know, you really upset me that you did this. Why did you do that? I'm trying to understand this because right now I'm really upset. And I can tell you, I'm a funny person to fight with because I'm so logical that if I have it wrong and somebody shows me what they really meant or what was really going on, I can see that immediately and go, oh, well, then never mind. And I drop the anger and I get over it like immediately, which kind of freaks people out. But it has to do with accepting that we all make mistakes, including ourselves. You know, who amongst you out there is perfect? And if you are perfect, tell me how you did it, because, you know, I'm still working on it. I'm a big work in progress. So in your interdependent relationship, you got to forgive. But, you know, understanding helps. So you need good communication. So healthy communication, that's the secret. And as I've mentioned before, nonviolent communication is fabulous because it cuts out the blame and instead just talks about, wow, you know, I'm really hurt. You know, or I'm feeling vulnerable, or I'm feeling this or that. You know, just state what you're feeling instead of saying, you're making me feel this way. You know, we can't really make anybody else do anything. So just start developing your healthy communication. The healthier your communication is, the deeper the connection and the sharing that you can have, the more intimate your relationship can become. And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about real connection. And if you have ever felt that connection with the source of all, God, you know, whatever you want to call it, if you've ever felt that, that is the deepest, most profound, amazing connection. And you know, you can have that kind of connection with other people because we're all little pieces of God running around learning to be individuated essences. So in an interdependent relationship, your commitment is on working in the relationship, okay? The relationship is a priority, but you can't do that with codependent people, and it's a little hard to do it with independent people. You have to have someone who's also interdependent in order to make this a success. Now imagine how our country would be if we were all interdependent. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't pay attention to other people. Neither does the independence one. It means we all work together, but we quit blaming each other. We quit unrealistic expectations. We behave honestly. There's a good one for you. I think there's a dishonesty ray in Washington and most centers of government. I think they get zapped with it the minute they get there. So they need to learn how to speak the truth and how to act in the truth. But if they could develop this kind of interdependent relationship stuff, you know, then we'd see what our civilization could really do, what our species could do. And this is actually what we're moving towards. So, you know, they talk about the ascension and, you know, some people think we're going to be raptured and all this other stuff. But really what we're doing is we're moving not into a technologically superior race. That's really not, that's really a dead end place, okay? Technologically superior is something that causes you to be stuck in 3D. So that's not a good thing. It's okay to play with technology, but really everything that you need is within you. So if you start working on your interdependence, then you attract the attention of other beings in higher dimensions who will help you to move up into that higher dimensional realm rather than to run around forever in 3D, which I have no desire to do. I don't know about you guys, but you know, it's much more pleasant in the higher realms. So basically, there you go. That's your Independence Day discussion. And if you have any questions, if you want to talk about any part of your life and you're wondering, you know, how to move past a certain problem that you've got, go ahead and call in. We've got a few minutes before we start the meditation. I'm going to start the meditation at about 6:45. So you've got, you know, a few minutes to call in if you'd like to. And that would, depending on how long your story is, I know it might only be one. Yeah. But you can call the 800 number. And wherever you are, that 800 number line will roll over to other lines. So toll free is 888-627-6008. That's for the U.S. and Canada. And again, that's 888-627-6008. And if you're listening to this on the archives, I don't blame you because you're probably out having a 4th of July party. And some of us just are not interested in much of that anymore. So I prefer to be where it's quiet. And I certainly don't want to see any fireworks. What with the wildfires we're having in Arizona, it's pretty bad. So I would rather work on interdependence myself. And, excuse me. What we're going to do tonight for the meditation is go meet that sovereign part of ourselves that can never be enslaved or really told what to do. You know, the healthy part of ourselves that is really the important part. And the more you can bring that part into your life, the easier life is going to be. Not that you don't face challenges, but you face challenges differently then. The more interdependent you are, the easier you kind of go with the flow, you know, and just watch things go past you. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Now what do I do? So, yeah, it's valuable. So if you are interested in moving more into interdependence, just start looking it up. Look up interdependence relationship on the start page. Go to startpage.com, which is the only private search engine. And they are guaranteeing privacy. So they use Google, but Google has no idea who's searching for what. So if you haven't checked that out yet, you might want to check out startpage.com. That's startpage.com for PC and Mac users. I've been using it for quite some time, and I love it. It's quick. Oh, the other name for it is XQuick. So if you've been around the computer world for a long time, you may be familiar with that. And they are going to be starting up completely private email as well. They were supposed to be rolling out the beta testings, right about this time. But I haven't seen any notice of it yet. So that's another thing, you know. Take charge of your life. Sure, Google's free. Mm-hmm. Gmail's free. They're recording all of your conversations and all of your emails and your pictures and all that kind of stuff. you might want to try something something like Startpage. So you don't have to deal with that. And, you know, I look at all this stuff going on, and I'm like, why is the American public not up in arms and kicking butts out of Congress right now and out of the presidency? Why is that not happening with all of the crap that's been going on? And, you know, I thought about it and I went, oh, it's because we don't have any interdependent relationships. People don't understand how to do anything but codependence and martyrdom and victimhood. So you can see why I kind of chose that subject for today. All right. Well, we're not getting any callers so far. So I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and start on the meditation. And so if you are listening to this on the archives and you're driving, then I suggest that you turn this off and do this portion at another time. If you're home, make sure that you don't have any candles lit, or if you do, put them in the sink or the bathtub or something, away from curtains and things like that. And you're going to want to turn off your cell phones and your house phones and all that, so you don't get interrupted, because it's very jarring if you get pulled out of a deep meditative state. Very jarring to your being, and sometimes it's hard to get yourself all lined up again afterwards. So please make sure that you're safe before you sit down to meditate. And make sure your doors are locked, you know, that type of stuff. Make sure that you have some water, because we are mostly water, and we communicate to all of the other beings in the universe through our water. We go through hyperdimensional space through the microtubules in our cells using water. So make sure you're taking a couple sips of water and get comfortable. And hopefully everybody's ready to go on this. This is going to be the meditation to find your true essence. So now take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Let the breath fall gently out of your body. Take another deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. Let the breath fall gently out of your body. Now take a really deep breath all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as you exhale, just notice that any darkness, any fog, any negativity and tension is coming out. Just exhale gently. And now continue to breathe slow and deep, with your eyes closed, and allow your body to relax. Now see a gentle spiral starting to spin up out of the top of your head. It's a beautiful pink and gold and silver spiral. And it's gently reaching out into the universe, going straight to the heart of God itself, the Most High God. The Trinity of First Mystery, Great Mystery, the source of all that is. And as that spiral reaches from your head to the very outer boundaries of that great being that has created everything, you feel the connection as a warmth and you feel little sparks of life filtering down into your body now, revitalizing you, going through every space, every little dark corner, every density within you, and enlightening you. Take a deep breath and feel your body get lighter. Feel the beauty of this connection. And now, as you would ask a beloved parent, you silently ask, "Beloved parent, what is my essence? Please show me." And now allow the feelings. Allow the pictures to come. See yourself turning around and facing a mirror, so you can see your true essence. Oh my God. Did you know that you were that beautiful? Did you even slightly remember how magnificent you are? Look at how you glow with light. See the truth. See that there is nothing that can prevent you from being this essence, this amazing, clear, bright being of light. Look at your colors. Look at the resemblance that you are to the great Creator. Your true essence is a part of that Creator. Look into your heart and see the basic truths that have been there for all eternity and will continue to be there. See that love and truth are all. See that there are no victims or martyrs, or abusers. See that there are no losers in the eyes of the Creator. See that every experience that each one of us has is merely that, an experience. See that after each experience, all is forgiven. And in actuality, there was nothing to forgive. For you are an eternal being of light. Everything that you go through is just for the sake of the experience. And then you come back to this, your true essence. You come back to strength and purity, light and love, wisdom. You come back to this multidimensional, amazing being that you truly are. This being that can never be harmed, that is immortal. And that has eternity spread out before it and behind it. And what would you do in your 3D life if you knew that you could not fail? How would you behave if you lived the truth? How different would life be? Hello. Oh. Okay, no, I didn't. Okay, come back to your body. 100% awake, alive, aware. And now let's do some grounding. So if you can, stand up. Feet about shoulder width apart. And send out roots from your feet down into the core of Mother Earth. And as those roots hit the core of Mother Earth, see the response. A light of the most pure and brilliant emerald green. Coming up fast now from the core of the earth, up through your feet, up through your body, out the top of your head, out into the universe, into the base of God itself. Out through the rest of the universe, back through the back of Mother Earth, so that now you stand grounded and connected through the light of nature and nurture of Mother Earth, to Mother Earth, and to the Creator as well. And now see coming from the mind of the Creator a brilliant, blinding, golden white light that streaks through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, crashes down through your body, filling every little portion of your body, out your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, back into the mind of God. And so now you are connected through this brilliant golden white light of higher consciousness to the mind of the Creator, that first mystery. And now see coming from your heart a brilliant hot pink light, the light of love and truth that streaks through the cosmos into the heart of God, and from there streaks back to you and out to every heart in creation, to the heart of Mother Earth and back into your heart, so that now you are connected through love, light, and truth to the hearts of everything in creation, through Mother Earth and through the Source, the Most High God, the Mystery. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. And now see yourself surrounded in a bubble of brilliant white light of protection, and around that a mesh of sparkling silver that brings balance and protection within and throughout. Okay, so there you are, grounded, connected, and protected. So please do that after you've been in a deep meditation. Sorry about the phone cutting out there. Don't know what happened with that. So hopefully it wasn't too much of an interruption. And, as usual, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream,